This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you for free. Head on over there, freetalklive.com, to the phones, and the fun will continue telling you what it's like to be in Pakistan, where these drones are dropping bombs and shooting people and destroying lives and families and setting things on fire, homes, and just destroying in general, and it's just horrible, and there's more to the story, and Mark, you're going to share that. But first, to Jericho, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hello, Jericho.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Jericho?
Well, I'd like to make a couple points, one about the drones and one about Pakistan, if I could. In the past, in warfare, I mean, there's a term, it's a terrible term, but unfortunately it's true. It's called collateral damage.
Right.
Okay, you're not going to fight any war anywhere for any reason without killing innocent civilians.
Yep.
Okay? Now, of course, it's an objective, and over the course of the past, what do you want to call it, 50, 60, 70 years, we spent billions and billions and billions of dollars to create weapons that we call smart weapons, okay, like your Tomahawk missiles, which I used to deal with, and, you know, and others, which are smart to the sense where it's going to attack its target more generally, more locally, and more precisely. There's two purposes for that, of course. One, of course, you know, you want accurate targeting so you get your job done. But the second main purpose of that is to reduce your collateral damage. We don't want to kill any more innocent people than we have to. That's not what they're out there to do. I mean, contrary to popular belief, what you see...
Depends on who you talk to.
Well, I mean, there's certainly instances of sick, twisted individuals in the military.
And I was going to bring that up. Now and then you'll get a sick individual that was sick to begin with, and they're in the wrong place because the U.S. military is not the place for those people.
But Jericho, I would like to point out that when I went to the military, and I think that it's got to be relatively common for 18-year-olds, I said something to the effect of, to the recruiter, he's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, you got a job where you shoot people? And he said, yeah, I do.
I think there's
said that, and I'm just wondering how many say that.
Yeah, there's a sickness to being in the military.
I had the same attitude when I was young. I mean, of course, back then it was during the Cold War, and my objective in life was to kill communists. I mean, that's just the way it is.
You were programmed to be sick. So it's one thing to say that there are sick people in the military who are attacking innocent people on purpose, but the people in the military are also attacking innocent people by virtue of the fact that they're in the military and following orders to bomb and kill. And if the military advisors or the people say, well, there are bad guys in that house over there, that doesn't make it okay to go and invade another plot of land somewhere.
My point being, if you guys know your history, you know exactly what I'm talking about. A place called Dresden in Germany.
Yep.
Now, that place, I forget if it was by the United States or the RAF, I forget, but that place was bombed till it glowed in the dark.
Yep.
I mean, that's what we're trying to prevent these days by these smart weapons like the drones.
Sure.
I did hear at the end of your statement mentioned, yeah, they're controlled from Virginia, but just to give you an idea, it's a place in the Midwest also. There are people behind. I mean, the actual act of this drone flying and everything else, almost like there is a pilot there. It's just handled remotely.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like they're sending some mindless robot out there to do their bidding and it just attacks whatever it wants.
Well, like imagine for a second that you enter the arena with your sword and your shield, and the other guy sends a robot into the arena with a sword and a shield. Which one of you is a stinking, flaming coward? That's what it's like for those people, okay? When you're on the ground and you've got your AK-47,
like that, I choose to look at it. We've spent our money and done our, you know, done whatever to beef up our military.
Sure, I'm just telling you that the folks that are fighting on the ground and the people in the surrounding area in the Waziristan province consider the United States military to be full of cowards. And that's just what the news says. I'm only repeating it, and it makes sense to me.
I'll say it right here on your air like I've said any other time. You've got these terrorists. We don't talk about cowardice. You've got these terrorists that blow up planes with innocent women and children, blow up our buildings with innocent women and children. I challenge any.
No, you don't really have
right
them.
Now,
I mean, Jericho. Wait a minute.
I challenge any of these terrorists listening right now to come to my backyard. I'll fight them hand to hand right now.
That's what I want. Hey, like, that's what I'm talking about, Jericho. Let's get, if Obama wants to fight a war on terrorism, and I'd really love to talk about how many terrorists are actually in Afghanistan. But if he wants to do that, why doesn't he say, okay, we'll sell tickets. Osama bin Laden can come with a short, with a long knife and a small shield, and we will fight in the at the Mile High Stadium in Denver.
And I'm sorry, Jericho.
There's where it falls apart, because these guys don't have the balls to show up.
Oh, I'll bet you that.
You Barack Obama.
Then why didn't Barack Obama say it? Why hasn't George Bush said it?
I ain't getting into Obama, because I got no use for the man. I can tell you that right now.
George Bush could have done it. He's military, right? He's got training. He can land an aircraft. He can land an aircraft on an aircraft carrier.
Jericho.
I was all for Afghanistan and Iraq, but George Bush didn't go to these wars to win them. And I have no use for George Bush, because he sent our boys and girls to die for something that we had no intention to finish. Now,
what does it mean to finish it, Jericho? Does it mean, like, dropping bombs everywhere? I mean, what do you mean by that?
I'm not saying drop bombs everywhere, because I think now, like I mentioned, we have the technology where we don't have to do another Dresden.
But what you're doing, right, what the military, you keep saying we. Were you in the military?
Yes.
Yes, I was.
Okay. The things that people that are in the military are doing is they're targeting people, and I don't care if they're using the most precision weapons in the world. They're targeting people who have never harmed other folks. And the rest of us are forced by the threat of violence by this military, by these federal cops or whoever, to pay for this. And the real terrorists, you mentioned these terrorists, is supposedly blowing themselves up and blowing innocent people up. I'm sorry, that's not happening here in America, and it's not because of the government. It's just not happening. So the reason why it does happen, the few times it has happened, is because the U.S. military, these same people you're talking about with their sexy weapons, are going in and killing people and angering them, because once your family and your friends have been murdered, then you don't have really much else to live for besides getting some kind of revenge.
I personally don't buy into that. Have you ever heard of a place called Red House, Virginia?
No.
Okay, that's an active terrorist training camp on our soil.
Well, why is it there? Okay. Who's allowing that to happen?
You tell me. You tell me, but it is an active...
Why would people want to be terrorists, Jericho? Let me walk through this with you. Let's walk through a little thought experiment. Why would people want to be terrorists in the first place?
Because these people that are the terrorist-minded, okay? Now, I just heard a couple weeks ago a guy being interviewed who's like, Christina Amanpour or whatever her name is. This guy was saying there's no such thing as a moderate Muslim. Okay, either you are or you aren't. Okay,
this guy is a jackball, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. So because somebody gets on the television...
Let me finish my point, though. Let me finish my point. The point is, okay, I heard a guy just on the radio the other day, look, I came to this country to get away from these whackballs. Is that what you called him, a jack, whatever you called him? Mm-hmm. He came to America to get away from that. Okay, and he's very offended by...
Great, now he's by the fundamentalist Christians who are equally as crazy. Look, there are fundamentalist Christians who are wacky, and there are fundamentalist Muslims who are wacky as well. To just paint everybody in a religion with the same brush is absolutely absurd.
You could look at it like that, but the thing of it is...
Yes, I look at individuals, Jericho. I look at human beings. Okay.
Jericho, okay. Wait, I want to jump in, Jericho. I know he's been running you around in circles. I want to talk about this on how do we end this, right? You don't want to be out there killing brown people in the desert, right?
Sure,
I'd rather not kill anybody. But
okay, great.
I want to kill my kids. And
right. There's bad guys out there. I got it, man. There are bad guys there. There are bad guys in the United States government. There are bad guys all over Jericho. The way that we need to undo all of this is that the Middle East. If I was in the Middle East, I would be one mad mamma jamma. Do you understand? The United States military is backing up the King Hassan in Saudi Arabia, saying, how are you going to have a revolution and overthrow your king when the United States military is on his side?
How do you fix this? My opinion at this point, okay, now, of course, things changed through history. I mean, my opinion was a little bit different 10 years ago. Okay, my opinion at this point, honest to God, you might fault me for saying this, but I think most people, okay, in all these Arab nations, most people hate America and wish us bad. That's most people, not all of them. Most
why
people,
do you think people. That yes, is, Jericho? If you can answer that, I'll hang on to you here. Hang on, we'll bring you back. Jericho, hang on, we'll bring you back. Why is it they so-called hate America? Think about that for a moment. We'll come back with you. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those, including listening options. You get tuned in. We've got streams, broadband, and dial-up versions, as well as our listen lines that allow you to call in via any phone that can dial long distance. There's more. Different options, including our satellite feed, webcam. Go get the details at listen.freetalklive.com.
The Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program, sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies, provides policy experiences and experience and training for individuals passionate about individual liberty and free markets. The program includes an eight-week internship, two public policy seminars, career training. Participants intern at one of more than 100 think tanks and nonprofit organizations in D.C. and across the United States, working on issues ranging from privatization of energy policy to free speech. You can apply for a spring or summer placement. Summer placement is by January 31st. Spring is by November 15th. Includes a stipend, housing. They handle all of it at IHS. Just go to libertarianinternships.com. It's libertarianinternships.com.
We've got Jericho on the line with us. We've been talking about the horrific things that are being done to people, innocent people in Pakistan, as a result of what the U.S. military has been up to, and the CIA and the other government intrusions and shenanigans and violence and aggression happening there. Jericho called in listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. And Jericho, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned that you had heard what one guy said, I think it was on television, about the Muslim menace and that they're all a bunch of extremists and this and that, and you believed that to be true. And I wanted to know, I mean, hopefully you'll listen to what we have to say here with the same sort of reverence. I wanted to know first, to have you kind of listen to yourself. You said that there are these terrorists out there and that, you know, they're bad. And obviously that's true. Terrorism is bad. But why do you believe that you said they hate America? Why do you believe that they hate America?
Okay. Well, I thought about while you're on break. Let's see. They bombed England. They've bombed Spain.
That didn't answer my question.
Well, okay. I'm working to that. They've bombed the Philippines. Why do they hate all those countries? Okay, they hate America and all these other people because they are not Muslim.
Wait a minute. Who are they? Are you just talking about anybody who would bomb something? Because the terrorists that bomb, you know, from the IRA are different.
The politically correct term these days are the Muslim extremist terrorists. Okay, that's the they I'm speaking of. And it's not hard to miss on the news in Iran and a lot of other countries where they're just out in hordes. Death to America, everything else. Okay,
Jericho, hold on a second. If you're going to talk about the news, I'd like to talk to you about the Iranian vigil that they had. I mean, it was on the news that they had for 9/11. I want to ask you, Jericho, how many vigils have you been to for the 1989 situation where a United States fighter shot down an Iranian passenger airliner? Not a single stinking one. You must hate Iran. You must hate.
Actually, no, I'm not fond of Iran. Hate would be a strong word, but no, I'm not.
They don't. This is kind
of
how they feel, right? Like, you know, this stuff goes back and forth, back and forth.
You guys mentioned earlier, how do we stop this? My take right now, how we stop this? They're going to dislike us. They have disliked us. They're going to keep disliking us. Right now,
who is they?
The terrorists and all the
the terrorists. It's this nebulous concept that you don't even know.
A terrorist. Look, a terrorist is a person who wants power.
Or revenge in many cases.
And obviously they want revenge in order to, they want to get some power.
What do they want revenge for? In 1953, for example.
What did we do to them?
I didn't do anything.
We didn't do anything to them. But in 1953, for example, in Iran, the United States and Britain overthrew a democratically elected leader of Iran and put in the Shah, who they trained to oppress and torture people, and he was not a good guy, and he was a puppet of the U.S. and Britain, and he was overthrown in 1979.
It was Saddam Hussein until the mid-80s.
Saddam Hussein was in Iraq, but you're right.
Saddam was placed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Iraq was placed by the United States. Yes, Saddam Hussein was a buddy of the U.S.
Don't ask me to give you a reason on this, because I don't get it either, because during the Iraq-Iran war...
I'm telling you! Jericho, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you one more time. The reason they the people that are pissed is because the United States government, in your and my name, is messing around in their stinking countries, and they need to get out. Young men pick up M16s and do what old politicians tell them to do, and they do it in the name of freedom and liberty and mom and apple pie, and they need to realize you're not going to get freedom and liberty by shooting people. That's the issue, man. The issue is they've got some very legitimate gripes, as do some people over here. And if they don't lay down their weapons and say, I'm going to shoot the next guy who looks like he's on the other side, then this war will never end.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah, you might be right there.
Jericho, let me go back to my question. I would like Jericho to answer. I'd like you to answer this, because when I asked you, why do they, the so-called terrorists, hate America, you responded by answering that, well, they had bombed this country, they had bombed that country. That didn't answer my question. So
okay,
what do you think the reason is?
I might not have heard it. I think they hate us because we're not Muslim. They speak it openly. They speak it openly. The guy I mentioned I saw on TV, this wasn't some analyst, something like that. This was an imam, okay, in England. He was a Muslim, and he was saying that their goal was to fly the flag of Sharia over the White House.
Why not attack, if it's true what you're saying?
I'm sure there is a nut out there that says that.
Probably true, but if that's true...
Honestly, it's a lot of nuts. And I'll agree with you to a point. Russia proved it in the 80s, okay? They went and fought in Afghanistan for 10 years. Did they win? They're the second most powerful country in the world.
Don't forget England.
We're dragging our feet over there. To me, to end this, we bring our guys home now, and we beef up our security to the point where they can't hurt us.
Well, I agree with bringing the troops home, but I don't want to live in a police state. Thank you very much. I'm not afraid. Jericho, I'm not afraid of people around the world calling themselves terrorists. They aren't the ones that are threatening me. Yes, there may be some occasional bombs going off in certain places around the world. They're not going off in this country. They're not going off on this plot of land.
What's threatening me is the U.S. government and the IRS.
That's right. Those are the terrorists. The definition of terrorism, Jericho, check. Jericho, you're absolutely right about that. Check the definition of terrorism. Instead of just listening to what the pundits on Fox or CNN are saying about what terrorism allegedly is, they always point to the guys in the turbans or whatever, and those are the terrorists. But no, the real terrorists are the ones that are regularly threatening you and your family. In order to gain some sort of political control, in order to change things in a direction that would benefit them. And these people, these terrorists, these United States federal government and state government and local government terrorists are using, here's the definition, a person, usually a member of a group who uses or advocates terrorism. And of course, that's circular. So employs terror.
I will say, every time there's a big drug bust, that is a form of terrorism.
Terrorism, here you go.
You know what I'm saying? And I want every one of your listeners to call their congressman and ask for an explanation. Why is it when the IRS owes you some money, like a refund, if you don't claim it within 3 years, it disappears? But we all know what happens when you owe the IRS money.
Jericho, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We'll pull up the definition of terrorism because it deserves to be said. What is this? What does it mean? Free Talk Live.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. This is Free Talk Live, and that's what you can do. 800-259-9231 to bring up anything. 800-259-9231 and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of features there, and we give them to you for free, including things like our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Because I say interact, you can go and actually chat in the chat room there, which is built into the same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that, and it's all free. cam.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees, maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It was made by an attorney to protect you from people from his profession. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we've been discussing what's going on in Pakistan, which is not unfamiliar for a lot of people around the world, Iraq, Afghanistan, other places. People have experienced what it's like to live in a war zone that was brought upon you by meddling politicians.
And psychopaths.
That's who they are. And that's what I wanted to get to, the definition of terrorists. Because all these Americans, people like Jericho, have been whipped up into this frenzy over this boogeyman, that there are all of these Muslim hordes out there. The message he was sharing with us, which he likely picked up from Fox News or CNN or something like that,
was that these terrorists hate us for our freedom. They hate our religion. They hate this religions that if they're not Muslim, they hate you. And of course, there are billions of people out there that would call themselves Muslim. It's a huge, tremendously popular religion.
Yeah, and there's many sects of Islam, just there, like there are many sects of Christianity and Judaism.
So if it were true, if there were any truth whatsoever to the claim that Muslims hate people who are different, then there would be so much terrorism. There would be so much violence.
There's billions of Muslims worldwide.
Do they believe in, if it's true that Muslims believe in hating and killing people who are different from them, then do all of the billions of Muslims who supposedly believe in being Muslim just don't get it? They just haven't gotten the memo that they're supposed to be out there killing and hating? Because I don't see it, and I haven't heard it from the Muslims that have called this show, and I haven't seen it or heard it from the Muslims I've known in person. Do they just not understand the message of hatred that is supposed to be the Muslim religion? Or maybe it's that the Muslims understand perfectly well what their religion means, and it's these confused Americans and others who are the ones that are doing the hating, who are the ones that are blaming these other people for being part of a group, for being part of a religion. It's crazy.
It is easy to just lump people together. Like, that's an easy way
of going
about it. And
it's not based on any evidence whatsoever. It's just based on ignorance.
And I think that the average American would likely say something like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here. 99% of Muslims don't want to do anything to me. The evidence is that 99% of Muslims don't want to do anything to you.
Try 99.9%. Right. I mean, we're talking about billions of people here.
Sure.
The definition of terrorism. I pulled up terrorist earlier, and they defined it by saying somebody who engages in terrorism. So, to be more specific, terrorism, according to dictionary.com, the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. Now, if that doesn't describe what Jericho was talking about at the end of his call, where I agreed with him, the IRS, the U.S. federal government, these government bureaucracies, the state government, the local government. Yeah, the local guys may be nicer about it. They may be a little more closer to home. You may know where those particular people live. But they are engaging in terrorism. They are threatening people with violence if they don't do. If you don't do what they say, violence will be enacted upon you. That's terrorism.
This line of this line that you're taking doesn't really solve anything. People don't care about terrorism. People care about stability, okay? People care about whether or not they can predict the terrorism. And mostly,
predict this.
Yes, that's the point. You can predict IRS terrorism. You can't predict the Muslim terrorism.
You can't always predict
terrorism. Who predicted 9/11? Right, it happens. That's absolutely true.
Anybody plenty of people predicted 9/11. Not the exact event, but plenty of people predicted that there would be attacks in the United States because of what the U.S. government has done.
It hadn't happened at that point. And now when they predict them, people want to stop them from happening. And the way they want to stop them from happening is by giving more power to the government.
I think
the government's the one that caused it in the first place. And this is the point that I've been trying to get to all along. Look, if you kill somebody's mom, they're more likely to be radicalized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the issue. You want to stop 9/11 from happening again?
Mm-hmm.
Get the F out of the Middle East. Get out of there. Leave these people alone to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Stop killing them and you won't have that problem again. Stop advocating. Stop putting your hand over your heart and saying, God bless
Mark,
our young men over there who put their lives on the line.
Mark, these people, you know, even if what you say is true, they force women to wear burqas and we got to go over there and put a stop to that. It's wrong.
Try to put people in, put a stop to it, you will have more people die.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to die? How many people? Here's what you do if you want women to stop having to wear burqas. Open the borders and let women with burqas come here.
Escape. Let them escape and get here.
Give them a place to go, because this is the problem. All over the world, every country's got men with guns that stand on the border and say, you can't come in here, you ain't one of us.
Shooting a missile into their neighborhood and kicking in their door and screaming and shooting.
They're not
going to
thank you for that crap. There's no thank you involved in killing their kids.
But my point in bringing up the definition of terrorism and relating it to directly to what the government does is to show that the fear that people have of terrorism is completely unfounded. There aren't bombs being set off around here. It's not happening. It hasn't happened, in point of fact, since 2001. There have been claims by the government people saying, well, we caught some terrorists before they did anything. And every time when you dig into those claims, you find out the government people set those folks up. They encouraged them to do things. They created those so-called terrorists. And So my point being that there is nothing to be afraid of from people said mad bombers as much as there is to be afraid of these government people threatening our freedom, threatening to put us in cages, threatening to harm our families. Those are the constant, consistent threats that we get every day, and some of them are predictable, as Mark pointed out. Some of them aren't. You don't know half the time when you're going to get pulled over and threatened by a man with a gun. It can happen any time, for any reason. These people are the real terrorists. Now, they could change. They could change their mind. They could decide to stop working for this organization that engages in terrorism. They may be very nice about the terrorism they're engaging in. They may not beat you and torture you, but that doesn't make it okay for them to come along and take somebody and put them in a cage because and separate them from their family because they had a plant in their pocket. That's terrorism. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. It's the number one definition of it. The state of fear, number two, the state of fear and submission produced by terrorism or terrorization. How many people in America are afraid to stop paying taxes? Why?
Terrorism.
Oh, but I thought it was all voluntary. I thought the government was by consent. Doesn't it say that in the, you know, the founding documents? No, it's terrorism. It's government by terrorism. And I'm not being explicit here. I'm not being hyperbolic. This is the truth. That's how government operates. It is force. They hurt people. They threaten them. They are the terrorist threat. And of course they want you to believe it's someone else.
That's right. They want to deflect attention off
themselves. Don't look at the man behind the curtain directing all the murder and the killing. No, no. Be afraid of some mad bomber that might hurt you someday, even though there's no evidence whatsoever, pretty much, that those things are happening.
But there's so many areas, if you look at it, that they've created the problem. And in many cases, they do it covertly, so you don't know, or most people don't know. And then they basically get a big reaction, a big uproar from the public, and then they come in with their Trojan horse solution, mm-hmm. all neatly packaged for you with a big bow on
which
top.
Makes the problem worse.
Which
almost
makes the problem
every
far
single
worse.
Time. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Greg is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hello?
Greg in New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Greg?
I went to school here in Manchester, and over the summer I met a friend, and he's from Saudi Arabia, and he's Muslim. He reads the Quran every day, and I'm basically a non-believer or an atheist, and we get along fine.
Wait a minute. He's not hatching a plan to secretly kill you, to murder you in the middle of the night?
No, actually, I'm pretty much just in an apartment here. I don't even have a car. And
Greg, how are you listening to the show tonight, may I ask?
By the internet.
Okay, hang on. We're going to come back. If you got more to tell us about your Muslim friend who is evilly... You just don't understand, Greg. He's trying to kill you. He's trying to convert you. It's Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy. Abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results. Bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world. And a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site free. So enjoy those. Lots of stuff there. It's all free. freetalklive.com. If you want to help support this show, you like the fact that we give you all the site features free, then shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And get your shopping taken care of. Get whatever it is you're looking for delivered straight to you because of Amazon.freetalklive.com. They've got warehouses all over the place, and they are shipping things out with free Super Saver shipping, so you're going to save extra money that way, or buy used, save a few bucks that way. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done, get the stuff you want, and help Free Talk Live at the same time, because when you enter through that portal, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the proceeds. So, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Greg is, I believe, still with us listening in New Hampshire. We're talking about the supposed Muslim menace, this horde that's out there plotting. Billions of people apparently are plotting to kill folks, but nobody really ever gets around to it. And because it's ludicrous to believe that Muslims hate people. The Muslims I've talked to are very peace-oriented. They're very love-oriented.
No, Greg. He's being nice to you because he wants to recruit you. But if you say no to him, he's going to kill you.
Right. So you were telling us about your Muslim friend. Go ahead, and if you got more to share, by all means.
Yeah, it's weird. We just met in a library over the summer, and one of the first conversations, he was like, hey, me and some of my fries friends are going to do Five Guys Burgers and Fries, and you want to go with us? I was like, oh, sure. I mean, these people are just want to be as American as us. They're no different.
Yeah, but people are human beings, and human beings generally aren't interested, the ones I've met, in killing their fellow man. They understand that in order to have a good life, that we're social animals, that in order to enjoy our lives, we have to get along with other people. And in order to do business, we have to be friendly towards others. And in order to, you know, have people support us, we need to be friendly in our lives and our relationships.
It goes the other way, too. You know, humans tend to feel, vindictive when their lives are threatened and their livelihoods are threatened, their freedoms threatened. And the fact is that the United States States government, and I don't mean the individuals here, the United States government threatens those things to people in the Middle East all the time. And people here in the United States refuse to even look
at it.
They
don't acknowledge it.
They do not acknowledge it because they act like these people aren't human.
Well, that's right. One of the ways that the people in power try to get support for war is they dehumanize the so-called enemy. They make these other people over here, these brown people, seem subhuman.
Dirty Japs, jinks.
Yep. That's right.
So on and so forth. Now, what else did you want to share tonight, Greg? Anything else in your mind?
Oh, actually, isn't the number one Muslim country in the world, isn't that like Indonesia? Somewhere off in the
Far East? Good question. I don't have that answer handy, but Wikipedia might know, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I believe if you actually go to the Muslim religion page, it does have a breakdown of the countries in the world and the population thereof. I don't know if it's per capita how they do that or just raw population of Muslims. So if you get a chance, you can look that up. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jeremy listening in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
What? How's it going, fellas?
Hey,
all
Jeremy.
The way from the great land of Alaska.
Jeremy, how many Muslim crazy terrorists have blown themselves up in your town today?
Well, I started a topic on this last night on liberalforum.org, and, what does terrorism mean to you exactly? You know what I mean? Because, terrorism to one person might mean... someone just walking through your door while you're, having a good time, or something, or making love to your woman or something.
If they tell you can't make love to somebody and they're going to hurt you if you do, that's terrorism.
Yeah.
Well, the important thing that people need to remember is to think for themselves, It's funny that all this terrorism stuff popped up right after an all-time low for Afghanistan war support.
Did you say, Jeremy, that people need to think for themselves? Low. Is that what you said there?
Sir?
I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure I was clear on what you said. The thing that people need to do is think for themselves? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah. And I think that it's kind of ridiculous that this everyone thinks hides in their sheets and thinks there's a terrorist in their closet or under their bed.
Well, if they just do what I agree with you, and thank you, Jeremy, for the call tonight. If they'll just do whatever it is the government tells them to, then the terrorists will go away. Just do whatever the government says. Take off your belt. Take off your shoes. Bend over. Pull down your pants. Let us see your children naked. Do whatever it is that we say, and then we'll make the terrorism go away. All you have to do is obey us, and the problems will just vaporize. Don't worry, Americans. You can trust us with your freedom. You can trust us with the pictures of your naked children.
And you can
trust us. We're the government.
This is an important point. If you were the terrorists, what were you hoping to achieve by blowing up those buildings on 9/11? Did you really think you were going to bring a nation to its knees? Or did you think that you might possibly have them overreact and steal their own freedom? If what the terrorists hate is our freedom, the terrorists won.
Well,
because we've lost it.
Well, the earlier caller said it was that they don't like that we're not Muslims.
I don't know what to do about that. The fact is, it seems to me that this is a largely Christian nation, and many people who would call themselves Christians are voting for the Republican types. And
voting for murder.
Yeah, they're voting for the pro-war parties. Well, I guess they both are.
But that's what Jesus would do. He'd bomb some people with a remote control killing device, right?
Right. So, you could easily say the same thing if you were sitting in a Muslim country. You'd say, all those Christians want to do is enforce their way of life on you. And
you'd have more evidence.
You'd be able to play back a little thing where George Bush says, we're going to make them all democracies, every single one of these stinking places with the turbans and stuff. We're going to make them all democracies.
But if you read the writings of even the CIA experts on terrorism, they'll tell you the number one cause of terrorism is occupation in another country. It's revenge.
Sure.
So why do these people want to get revenge? Because revenge is a pretty heavy thing. And I mean, if you
especially
kill
revenge involving suicide.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe they have nothing left to live for.
Absolutely. Why else would you do something like that?
Your family's dead. Your parents are dead.
But are you
what else do you have to live for except maybe to blow up five Americans with your whatever.
It's so true. And there's more evidence, far more evidence to convince somebody to become radical and use violence against people if they live over in the Middle East because the U.S. military is occupying their country. There's not much evidence to say that there's anybody committing terrorism here. They're not. And they could. There's nothing stopping them.
Yeah, there are millions of Muslims in the United States right now living as citizens.
Where are the bombings? Where are the shootings? Where is the terrorism by these people if they are so allegedly evil and so ostensibly out to get people that aren't like them? And the fact is, we are like them. Everybody's like them. We're all human beings. We all have fears, and we all have loves, and we all have feelings and emotions, and we go through similar things, and there's not any difference between us. And that's one of the problems here, is that this idea that Muslims are different than Muslims. They hate people that aren't like them.
They worship Lucifer.
It goes back to what you were saying earlier, Wayne, that separating people, attempting to put just these kind of imaginary divisions in between human beings.
Well, it keeps everyone fighting amongst themselves and offloads the blame from the people who are in power.
Yeah, and all the while, it's the people who are in power who are benefiting from this. The people
who
are in power.
They're laughing about it.
Right, whether we're talking about the government agencies that are continuing to grow, continuing to fester, to add more bureaucrats, expand their bureaucracy, or we're talking about the military-industrial complex or the corporate world that are all connected to these government folks that are being passed money and favors and programs and benefits for getting involved in creating bombs and creating tanks and all that. These are the people who are benefiting from this. These are the people who benefit directly from ignorant Americans believing these fairy tales about what other people want to do to them around the world when there's not really any evidence for that happening. There's an occasional bombing here and there, but again, that's blowback, as it is called, from when the U.S. military and its ilk have gone in these other people's lands and commenced a killing. And how would you feel if the same thing happened in your neighborhood? Oh, don't worry. It was a smart bomb that killed your neighbors. Oh, they were suspected terrorists. So don't worry about it. Oh, your kids were over there playing at the time, or they liked those kids, or you liked those people. Maybe you didn't think that they were terrorists. Well, the U.S. government suspected them. Or, excuse me, the Chinese government could be happening to us, right? So China sends some drones over and just starts destroying, targeting selectively the houses in a neighborhood that they believe that they have terrorists in them. Hey, we've got evidence. We're not going to present it to anybody. We're just going to kill people because we're the government and we know what's right.
And then we're going to tell people that those people were terrorists because you wouldn't want to kill civilians.
More coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.